This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All right, we're going to start off with a macroeconomic lens, with a focus on the darling that is the American dollar. For more than a year now, the U.S. dollar has slowly gained strength compared to other major global currencies, talking about the euro, yen, the Canadian dollar. This morning in European trading, the dollar index, which is the thing that measures the greenback against other currencies, briefly hit a 20-year high before falling back a bit later in the day. The dollar is essentially at par with the euro. $1 will get you 1 euro. Mitchell Hartman reports on what's going on.
The most important force driving the dollar up against other major currencies is U.S. monetary policy.
It starts with the Fed.
Ross Mayfield at Baird says the Federal Reserve's not only been raising U.S. interest rates aggressively to wrestle down inflation, but Fed Chair Powell has pledged he won't stop till he wins.
The Fed is probably the most influential central bank in the globe, as hawkish as any right now, in order to tame down domestic inflation. And so as U.S. interest rates rise, capital flows into our country, pushes up the price of the dollar.
The dollar's rise is also about what's going on in the rest of the world, says Maurice Obstfeld at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
There's a strong tendency for the dollar to strengthen whenever the global economy is in some sort of crisis. And so as markets panic, investors flee to safety, the dollar appreciates.
The dollar's persistent strength also tells us something about the U.S. economy's prospects, especially compared to Europe's, which is in the midst of war and already likely in recession, says Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors.
Europe is having an energy crisis, and it's getting worse and worse almost every day. So we think the fundamentals in the U.S. are quite strong, but they're quite weak in Europe.
There are losers from the strong dollar, including U.S. exporters whose products are more expensive for foreign buyers. But if you're an American and fly across the Atlantic,
this is a great time to be spending dollars in Europe.
Sharon O'Halloran studies political economy at Columbia University, but right now she's actually on sabbatical in Dublin, where she did the latte test, buying her Morning Joe in euros.
It's 350 here, and then you do it relative to what the latte would cost in New York.
Which is $4.75 at the Starbucks down the street from our bureau in Manhattan. Wishing I was reporting this story from Ireland, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.